Today's daf is Sanhedrin daf kuf vav, and we are about 15 lines from the bottom of daf kuf hey amid beis. Again, the topic is the shloisha malachim and the arba hedyotos she'ein lohem chelik la'olam haba. The shloisha malachim are Yeravam, Achav, and Menashe. The arba hedyotos are Bilam, Doeg, Achitofel, v'geichas. So yesterday's daf, the latter part of the daf, we began discussing Bilam. So Bilam is one of the four people mentioned in the Mishnah as Hedyotos, She'ein lem chelek la'olam haba. So just a little bit of an introduction in terms of who exactly Bilam was. So obviously when you're learning about Yeravam, Achav, Menashe, Gechazi, Achitofel, Doeg, so a lot of an introduction is necessary. Bilam is of course mentioned in the Torah at great length. There's a whole Parshas Bilam, Parshas Balak mentioned in the Torah stating that. Sometimes we forget even the obvious, so it's kedai to just very briefly go through the story of Bilam as it's going to be the subject of the overwhelming majority of today's daf. So the pasuk begins at the beginning of Parshas Balak. Vayar Balak ben Tzipor is kol hasha asi Yisrael le'amayri. The Yidden are en route, they're on their way into Eretz Yisrael, and they had just gone through the land of Amayri, and they defeated Sichon Melech HaAmori. They also went through the land of Bashan, and they defeated the infamous Og Melech HaBashan. Now, Og and Sichon were very powerful kings. They were brothers, and nobody was able to defeat them. When the Yidden defeated them, Balak Melech Moav, who wasn't as powerful as a king, he had a much smaller shtetl. He sees what the Yidden had done to Sichon and Og. He said, I'm in big trouble. I better find a way to fight them. And he knew he wasn't going to fight them with swords. He wasn't going to fight them with tanks. So he had to come up with something a little bit original. And he had an idea. So he decides that he's going to go reach out to Bilam. Bilam is the great Gentile Navi at the time. He's going to commission him. He's going to pay him. He's going to give him a lot of money, a lot of covet. Let him come down and let him curse Klal Yisrael. Come from a little bit of a different perspective. The Pasuk says that he sends some emissaries of Moav. Additionally, emissaries of Midian, they tagged along by Yavoyu El Bilam, by Yadabra El of Divrei Balak. They come with the message by Imra Aleyem. So Bilam hears what he's being asked to do. So he says, listen, I can't give you an answer right now, because before I do something like this, I take upon this kind of job, I have to consult with Hashem. I have to hear if he's okay with this. So he tells him, Linu Payalaila, why don't you stay here overnight? And I'm going to give you a response. Kashi Dabra Hashem Eloi. Depending on what Hashem tells me. Either way, Hashem comes to Bilam that night. And he says, Mia Noshama Ela Imach, tell me, I understand you had visitors this morning. Who are those visitors? So Bilam answers Hashem, Bolak ben Tzipor, Melech Mayav Shalach Eloi. These were Shluchim, they came from Bolak ben Tzipor. And the Shlichos that he sent was that the Yidden are on the way into Eretz Yisrael. He's very afraid of them, and he wants me to go curse them. Hashem tells Bilam, don't go with them. You have no right to curse the Yidden. They're baruch. They're not deserving of any klois. And as a result, you stay put. Tell them this is not something you can do. Bilam wakes up in the morning. And he tells the sarim, I'm sorry, I can't help you. Go home. Hashem refuses to allow me to come along. The sarim might have listened to Bilam. They go back to Balak. And they tell Balak what Bilam told him. But Balak wasn't happy. So Balak decides he's going to try again. And this time he sends a very impressive entourage. They show up at Bilam's front door. No, don't refuse. Bilam told him, he says, listen, you could offer me all the money in the world. Immediately, Balak, like, basic has of his off. I cannot go keneged Hashem, lasis ketana, to do something small like gedayla, or to do something big. Stating that, if you want, I'll ask God again tonight. Let me hear. I'll try this a second time. Maybe this time he's going to give me rishos. The pasuk says, "Vayavel lekim abilam la'ila." Hashem comes to Bilam that night. Vayomer, and he tells him, "Listen, in mikroy l'cha bo anoshim, if they really want you to come." And like Rashi speaks out, and you really want to go, kum lechitam. You know what? You want it that badly, you can go. And Chazal tell us that really Hashem didn't want Bilam to go. He made it very clear the first time. And there was no way that Bilam was going to be successful in cursing the Yidden. Because Klal Yisrael was baruch. But you want it that badly? That's the chutzpah the Gemara spoke about in yesterday's naf. You want it that badly? I'll give it to you. But you're going to see it's going to end up being your downfall. Stating that, the pasuk says, Vayokam Bilam Aboikir. Bilam wakes up in the morning. He himself, he doesn't wait for his hoizbucher, he doesn't wait for his gabba, he himself takes his donkey, vayelech, I'm sorry, mayav, and he goes together with the sorry mir. Vayichar af elikim ki hoilechu, vayesiatzev malach Hashem baderech l'satamad. This is where the malach comes in. Now Rashi says, who's this malach? This malach was a malach shel rachamim, because this malach realized that this was going to be the ultimate downfall for Bilam. And he was going to give Bilam a chance to do tshuva, to repent. So the malach comes and he stands in the way of the donkey. He's trying to do everything he could, but there's traffic, he has a flat tire, everything he can possibly do to try to get Bilam not to be able to go and curse Klal Yisrael. Because again, he's a malach shel rachamim. That's his job. His job is to look out for people, even for Bilam. He's looking out for him. Either way, we all know the next part of the story where Bilam has no idea why the donkey is acting so strange. He's acting strange because the malach is in his way, and he hits the donkey once, he hits him twice, and he hits him a third time. To the point where finally, Vayigal Hashem Eseini Bilam, Hashem opens up the eyes of Bilam, Vayar, and he sees that the Malach is Nitzav Aderech, Vechar Vayishlufa Vayodah. He sees a Malach, he says, whoa, Vayikad Vayishtacha Vulaapav, Vayem Erlech Malach Hashem. The Malach tells Bilam, Al Mohi Kiso Es Asoin Chazesh Shalish Regal. He says, why did you hit your donkey three times? Hini Anoichi Yotzasi Lesotan Ki Yorach Aderech Lenegdi. Don't you realize I'm out here? I'm trying to protect you. Either way, Bilam tells the Malach, "Atasi, you're right. I sinned. Kilo yodati. I didn't know ki ato nitz of the crossy baderech. I shouldn't have hit a donkey. It's unbelievable. This is a man that's going to curse an entire nation, and he's being reprimanded for hitting a donkey three times. Va'ato, and now imra beinecha oshuvali. So, what do you want me to do now? Vayemir Malach Hashem Bilam. The Malach told Bilam, "Leichem anoshem. If you really want to go, and again." Chazal tell us that Bilam wanted to go so badly. Hashem told him, don't go. He was persistent. He decided he's going to go again. So many things are happening along the way where it should be obvious that this is not something he should do. Turns out it was a malach that was literally intervening, trying to get him not to go. He wants to go anyways. And even after he sees the malach says, listen, if you want to go, b'derech shadam roitz leilech meliganoi, so you really want to go, you can go. He says, yeah, he wants to go. And it was all because of the sinner that he had for the Yidden. He really wanted to curse the Yidden. The bottom line is, so the malach says, you want to go, you can go. However, the same caveat, that's adover asher adabri lecho isi tadaber, you could only say what I tell you to say, vayelech bilam imsari bilam. Either way, so the pasuk continues and says that Bilam shows up, Balak gives him covered, and then the next day, Bilam wakes up bright and early. It's time for him to do what he needs to do. So, Vayemir Bilak, Bilam turns to Balak. He says, this is what I'm going to need in order to curse the Yidden. B'nei li bazeh shiva mizbechais. I need you to build seven mizbechais. V'hochein li bazeh shiva parim v'shiva elim. I need seven parim, and I need seven elim. We're going to be makriv 14 karbonos, and after I'm makriv the 14 karbonos, I'm going to be able to do my thing. I'll be able to be mekalel Klal Yisrael. Vayaz Balak Hashadibar Bilam. So Balam did what Bilam told him to do. Vayal Balak Uvilam Par Va'ayil Bamizbeach. Vayemir Bilam the Balak. And now Bilam tells Balak, I want you to stand here and I'm going to go now meditate. I'm going to get my Nevuah, and through my Nevuah, that's where the Klal is going to happen. Why did it have to happen through Nevuah? Because it was very clear to Bilam that he was only going to be able to say what Hashem wanted him to say. Says the Pasuk, Vayosem Hashem Dover B'fi Bilam. Vayoymer Shuvel Balak V'choy Sedaber. This is what you should tell Balak. Vayisa Mishali Vayoymer. And we have some cryptic psukim, and this is the first set of what was supposed to be Klolus, that was Bilam's intention when he came, but ultimately he only was allowed to say what Hashem told him to say, which were brachas. He says, Min aram yancheni Balak melech moyev mahari kedem, l'cho oro li Yaakov l'cho zayam o Yisrael. Balak, you hired me. You paid me a lot of money to do a job. The job is I'm supposed to curse Yisrael. But my ekev l'kabri kev, u'ma ezoyim l'ezoyim Hashem, ki meroish tzur merenu, u'migvoiz ashirenu, hein om levodat yishkoin, u'bagoyim lo yischasha, mimona afar Yaakov, u'mispar esroi v'Yisrael, some of the most famous psukim in the Torah. These came out of the mouth of Bilam, and these were the klolos that he had originally intended on giving, but because he was only able to say what Hashem told him to say, they end up being brachas. Either way, Balak hears what Bilam just said, and he says, Bilam, like, what in the world is going on? He says, that's not what I hired you to do. Me'o sisoli, lokoif. I hired you to curse my enemy. And instead of cursing them, what you really did was you gave him a bracha. I told you already, I can't make this stuff. I don't make this stuff up. I'm only allowed to do what Hashem tells me to do. Either way, Balak says, you know what? Why don't we try to do this again? Maybe instead of going and building the mizbechas where we did them, let's go to a second place. Maybe in the second place we'll have more success. Either way, they go to a second place. And the same story, another set of brachis, which was supposed to be klolis. They try it a third time. Again, they bring 14 karbonis on the 7 mizbechos. And finally, on that last time, Bilam says, the most famous of all is nevuas. Matevoy lecha Yaakov, Mishkanei Sechi Yisrael. The bottom line is, he was utterly unsuccessful. This didn't work. By the way, how many karbonis did they bring during this whole episode? It was 14 times 3. Back of the envelope, arithmetic, which is 42. Those are the membeis karbonis that we had in the last Gemara in yesterday's daf that Balak ben Tzipor gave Hashem. It was in the schus of those 42 karbonis, Yotzom Imenu Rus. The Gemara gives us the yichas brief of Rus, exactly how she traces herself back to Balak. And the Gemara learns from here, what was Balak's intention when he brought these karbonis? This was to curse Klal Yisrael. What ended up happening? What ended up happening was that he zoicha, that Malchus Beis David comes from him. Either way, so finally, Balak turns to Bilam and he says, listen, obviously this is not going the way we thought this was going to go. Three times you tried cursing the Yidden and all you're doing is giving them brachas. Let's just call it a day. Bilam turns to Balak and he says, I have an idea. We could do this from another angle. I understand what your intention is. Your intention is you want to try to neutralize the Yidden. You're afraid they're going to come through your land. Ati yelachachu, right? That's what you're worried about. You're worried about them taking you down. There's another patent. You know what the other patent is? I'm going to tell you. But first, I have to bench Klal Yisrael one more time. And he gives him a fourth set of brachas. And then he says, L'cha Iyatza, I'm going to tell you what my etza is. My etza is, Eleheim shel elu soine zimo. Kadosh Baruch Hu does not like znus. Be machshel the Yidden with the znus. They're going to be down. Once they're down, they lose their koyach. You have nothing to worry about anymore. The kachava, the pasuk says, and that's really the end of Parshas Balak, which segues right into Parshas Pinchas. Vayeshev Yisrael bashitim, vayochel ha'am liznois el benois moya, vatekreno la'am. One thing led to another. It started off with the Bnei Smoyev. It ended up with Baal Pa'ar. And then eventually there was a Magefa. Vayiu ha'mesim ba'magefa arbon ve'esrim elef. Uberoisham Zimri, who was one of the Nesiim in Klal Yisrael, Pinchas kill Zimri, and that's how you have Parshas Pinchas. Either way, that's the very brief story of Bilam. What's interesting is that the Gemara says in Masechtas Brachas, Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis, that Parshas Balak is so important, it's so critical, that Amar Rab Avo Ben Zutrasi, Amar Rab Yehuda Bar Zvida, Bikshu L'Kfaya Parshas Balak B'Kriyashma, that the Anshe Knesset Gdoila wanted that every Yid should say Parshas Balak every single day. Where should you say it? In the middle of Kriya Shema. It's unbelievable. So Kriya Shema, you have Kabbalah on Malchus Shemayim, you have Kabbalah on Mitzvahs, and then you have the Parashah of Tzitzis. They want it in Kriya Shema. Just like you have the Parashah of Tzitzis, which is included in all the Kabbalahs, you should say Parashah's Balak. Umipnei Maloi Kavua. Why didn't they? What's the reason? You'd say, because at the end of the day, it's Balak, it's Bilam, no. Mishum Terech Tzibur, simply because davening would be too long. Feit the Gemara, what was the Havamina? Why did they want Parashas Balak to be a milk Kriyashma? Ilema Mishum Dichsiv, Kel Meitziyam Yimitzrayim. Is it because you have those words? Kel Meitziyam Yimitzrayim, and we're masking Yitzias Mitzrayim in Kriyashma. Lema Parashas Ribbis, Parashas Meshkolos. There are other parashas in the Torah that mention Yitzias Mitzrayim. Elo Amrav Yoisi Barabim Mishum Dichsiv Bahaikra. Because there's one prosig that's related to the theme of Yitzias Mitzrayim, and that is where that's related to the theme of Kriya Shema. Kora Shachav Kari Ukalavi Mi Yikimenu. Klai Yisrael goes to sleep, they go to sleep like a lion. They wake up like a lion. They're very relaxed. They're very calm. So when you wake up in the morning and you go to sleep at night, Kora Shachav Kari Ukalavi Mi Yikimenu. Either way, the Pnei Yeshua asks the obvious kasha on the Gemara. Really? Because of that one pasuk, and there was even a Havamina because Kel Meitziyam Yimitzrayim. You should mention the whole Parshas Balak in Kriya Shema. Seems a little interesting. So he says Pshat, based on a pasuk in Micha, the pasuk says in Micha, Ami zechor no mayatz Balak Melech Moav umeono isoy Bilam ben Ba'or min Ashita madagilgal umandat sitkus Hashem. Zechor no, the Navi says, there's a mitzvah to remember. So the Sheish Zechirois says the Pnei Yeshua, Micha said Zecharna Mayad's Balak Melech Mayav Ume'ono Isai Bila Ben Pa'ar. So the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah were darshaning their pasuk in Micha, and they felt that you see from here there's a mitzvah to remember the parasha of Balak, to remember the parasha of Balak. Again, what are we supposed to take away? There's a lot to take away. But if you want to look at it super high level, is that Bilam had this unbelievable koyach to go curse, but Klai Yisrael, the Elamayla Menatevi, couldn't touch Klai Yisrael. That's very much the theme. He's supposed to give klolas, he ends up giving brachas. But the bottom line is that you see there's a mitzvah of Zecharna. So Solka Dayt Chamina, let's already throw it into Kriyishma. Why Kriyishma? Because Kara Shachav Kari. The bottom line is, that's the story of Balak. We're going to have a whole daf where the Gemara is going to go through a lot of these psukim. So we will do what we do. Either way, Zok de Gemara. Omali Rabba the Rabba Bar Mori. Ksiv, the Pasuk says, Yetev Elokim Hashem Shloimei Mishmecha, V'yigadolus Kisei Mikisecha. So the first Gemara is actually not related to Bilam. Says the Gemara, Eirech Harol Amemar Leilam Malka Hachi. Hashem tells David that Shloimei Melech is going to be greater than you. Can't talk that way to a king. You have to have covet for a melech. Omali, so he told him, Me'en Ka'omrele. When he said Yetev Elokim Hashem Shloimei Mishmecha, he didn't mean that Shloimei is going to be more than Shmecha. To the contrary, Shloimei is going to be Me'en Shmecha. He won't be as great as you. When it says Tevoirach Minoshim Yoel, Eishes Chever Akedi Minoshim Ba'oel Tevoirach. Noshim Ba'oel Maninu. Who are the Noshim Ba'oel mentioned in that pasuk? Sara, Rivka, Rachel, Vileya. Oirach Aro Lemei Marachi. Is it appropriate to talk that way about the Imahis, to say that Yael is greater than Sarah Rivka Rachelaya Elamei and Kamar? What it means is to the contrary. To Vairach Mi Noshim shall be gebenched, but Me'en Noshim. Hachanami Me'en Kam. A person is jealous, couldn't be jealous from anybody. A person is never jealous from the success that his son has or from the success that his Talmud has. If a person has a son or a Talmud that steig him over, it doesn't lead to kinnah. B'noi mi Shloimo. See that from Shloimo, because Hashem told Shloimo. Hashem told David, Yetev Elokim Hashem Shloimo Mishmecha. V'yigadol Kisoi Mikisecha. See, if it was appropriate to say that, and it wasn't a bizoyan to the Melech David, Vaistois, it's something that people are happy with. V'talmidah, how do you know that a person's not miskanim? V'talmidah, Iba Yisema, because the pasuk says, V'hino pishnayim beruchacha elai, V'iba Yisema, V'yismoiches yodav olavayivatzeo. The first pasuk is talking about Elisha. Elisha was zoichet to pishnayim of Eliyot. The Gemara in different places discuss what that means. Eliyot was mechayim esim once, Elisha was mechayim esim twice. V'iba Yisema, from Moshe Rabbeinu and Yeshua Benon. V'yosem dover b'fi vila. So, Bilam comes, he wants to curse, and Hashem put Dover b'fi Bilam. What was Dover? Rabbi Elazar im Malach. Rabbi Elazar says there was a Malach that was manipulating what came out of Bilam's mouth. Rabbi Yonis and Amar Chaka. No, there was something more physical that was affecting Bilam's speech, and that's why Bilam wasn't allowed to say what he wanted to say, but rather whatever Hashem wanted to say. Amar Rabbi Yoichan, mi b'rachas shalayzer rosh atalam b'hoi b'liva. If you go through the brachas of Bilam, you can see what he was thinking. Again, Bilam wanted to curse, but at the end of the day, he only was allowed to, or was only able, capable of saying what Hashem wanted him to say. What was manipulating him? That's this Gemara we just learned, either a Malach or a Chaka. But the bottom line is, said Rabbi Yochanan, that from Bilam's brachos, you can deduce what the klolos were going to be. He wanted to say, what did he say? To the contrary, Matoivoy Olecha Yaakov, referring to the Bati Knesios and the Bati Midrashos. He wanted to say, Loi Sishra Shechina Aleyem. What did he say? Umishkenei Sech Yisrael. He wanted to say, Loi Tehei Malchusam Nimsheches, that the Malchus shouldn't have a Hemshech. What did he say? Kinecholim Nitoyo. He wanted to say, Loi Yulehem Zesem Ukromim. He wanted that they should have a bad economy. What did he say? Kiganes Ali Noher. He wanted to say, Lo Yehei Recha Noidev. They shouldn't have a good smell, good fragrance. What did he say? Ka'aholim. Ma'aol is something that does have a good fragrance. Not Hashem. He wanted to say, Lo Yula Chem Melochim Balikoima. That the king shouldn't be Balikoima. Shouldn't be imposing people. What did he say? Ka'arozim Ali Moim. He wanted to say, Lo Yilehem Melech Ben Melech. That they shouldn't be in a place where they appoint a melech memelech. Instead, he said, Yizal Mayim Midolya. He wanted to say, Lo Yisei Malchusam Sheletas Be'umois. Instead, he said, Vizari B'mayim Rabim. And then finally, he wanted to say, Lo Yisei Azam Malchusan. And he said, V'yorim Me'agag Malkoi. Lo Yitei Emas Malchusan. Again, he wanted a
downplay, denigrate the malchus, that even if they're going to have malachim, but it shouldn't be melech ben melech, the king shouldn't be imposing, they shouldn't be shaglates ba'umois, they shouldn't be strong, they shouldn't be intimidating. He ends up saying, v'sinase malchus. Bilam wanted a curse, he ends up benching. But years later, all those brachos ended up being what Bilam had intended them on being, which is kolos. Chutz, there was one exception. Mibati knesios, ubibati midrashos, shenever, because the pasuk says, Vayafich Hashem alekecha lechos ha-klolo livracha, ki ahevcha Hashem alekecha, klolo v'loi kolos. There's one klolo that was a bracha. I thought all the klolos were brachos. Right, read the psukim. It's only one klolo that's bracha. All the klolos are brachos. There it is. The klolos were brachos, but then they became klolos. There's one klolo that would always be a bracha, and that is Matoivoy Alecha Yaakov. Om Rab Shum Barach Meri, Om Rab Yoinis. What's right in the pasuk that says, Nemonim Pitze Oyev, Venatorois Neshikoy Soine? I'd rather get beaten by a friend than be kissed by a soine. Says the Gemara, Toiva Klolo, Shekil Achiyas Shiloin is Yisrael. The Klolo that Achiyas Shiloin gave Klal Yisrael was better than the Bracha Shebercha and Bilam Arash, and the Brachas that he didn't got from Bilam. Achiyas Shiloin Kilo as Yisrael, because Achiyas Shiloin, that's after he tells Yeravim and Avot that you're going to be the king of the northern part of Eretz Yisrael. And he gives him an opportunity to be like David and Melech. But Yeravim ends up sinning, and as a result, Achiyah comes very sharp. And he gives Toichocho, Shenem Avihika Hashem as Yisrael Kasha Yonud Hakona B'mayim. Hashem is going to punish you the same way the reed is affected, the way it sways B'mayim when it's in the water. That was the Klola of Achiyah Shiloni. He compared the Yidin to a reed in water. What's the point? Just like a reed has the ability to stand in water, meaning it can live in water, and its roots regenerate, meaning if you cut the reed, it's going to grow back up. Visharash of Meruben has a lot of roots. All the winds in the world can't take down the reed. The reed is, it's engineered in a way where it's able to stand there. And even though sometimes it's going to vackle, it's going to shuckle back and forth and forth and back when it's very, very windy, but at the end of the day, it's never going to be uprooted. So Achiyah Shiloini compares the Yidin, and literally in the darkest of times, that the Hikas Shemes Yisrael Kasheyonut Hakona B'mayim. Comparing Kaiso to a reed, yeah, because there's so much hidden bracha inside this klala. But what did Bilam Arasha do? Bilam gave brachas. Bilam be'eres. He compared them ka'arosim, he said. So you say, wow, like a cedar tree. But no, ma'eres e'ino in b'makamayim. It doesn't have the ability to stand in water. V'sharasha mu'atin. And it doesn't have many roots. V'ein gizay machlev. You cut down a cedar tree, it's not coming back. I feel a kol ruch shabayim b'ayis v'noyishu zayim aziz v'kayimai. And even though most winds can't take it down, but but Ruach Dremis is able to be Eikeret. Says the Gubalai Yoid, Elisha Zacha, Kana Lita Mimeno Komis. By the way, because of these character traits of the reed, it was Zaycha that the Komis that the Sefer uses, comes from a reed. The bottom line is, again, that even in the brachas of Bilam Arasha, you see this little subtle intent to try to harm the Yidin, and that is, he compares them to an Erez. Yeah, an Erez on the one end looks like some big, super impressive tree. But the truth is, if you know the rest of the story of the Erez is really not so impressive. That's in contrast to Achiyah Shiloini, who is being Makal of the Yidin, but he compares them to a Kana that at first glance looks like a measly Kana. But really, if you know the rest of the story, there was a lot of bracha inside the cloth. The pasuk says, Vayar es ha-keni, vayisa mishole. So Bilam sees Keni, and he starts doing his thing. He starts giving brachas. Amalei Bilam li Yisrael. Who is Keni Yisrael? So Bilam turns to Yisrael and he says, Keni? What are you doing here? Lo yayisi imanu b'yisa etza? Weren't you one of the three advisors of Paroi? Hava neschak malei? Weren't we together? Mi hayshivcha etza leisani oylam? What are you doing here? Finally, Reb Chiya Baratlam, Reb Simai, Shlei Shai b'yisa etza. There were three people that were part of Paroi's inner circle. And Eluhein, Bilam, Iyoi, V'Yisroi. Bilam, Sheyatz, right? Paroi comes, we have to figure out some sort of solution, a final solution for the Jews. We need to do something. Haban is Chakmaloi. So he has his three advisors, Bilam, Iyoi, V'Yisroi. Bilam said, take the Jews down, kill them. Bilam Sheyatz, what was his punishment? Nerek. Years later, he would be killed by Pinchas. Iyav Sheshasak, Iyav was quiet. Iyav pleaded the fifth. Nidan Biyasurim. He was punished. The Yisroi Shebarach, Yisroi who ran away, Zachu Bnei Banav Leshev Belishkas Agazes, he was Zaycha to become Moshe Shver. His grandsons would sit Belishkas Agazes, they would be the Sanhedrin, Shenemar, Mishmachai Seifrim, Yeshve Yaivitz, Terosim Shemosim, Suchosim, Hema Akin Mabot Mechamas, Avi Beis Rechev, Uksiv Nei Keni Chayzen Moshe, Olam Yerat Tomorim, at the 8 o'clock of Keni, they're the Sanhedrin, and we know Keni is Chayzen Moshe, he's really Yisroi. So the bottom line is, Yisroi, because he ran away, he wanted to have nothing to do with Hovin Eschak Malay, that's why he was Zaycha, that his descendants one day would sit on this Sanhedrin. So before we go right to just one Ha'ara. So Bilam comes to the camp of the Yidden and he sees Keni. He sees Yisroi. He says, Yisroi, what are you doing here? We were buddies. We, once upon a time, we sat on the same board. We were part of Paroi's inner council of advisors and how did you end up here? So he tells him a story. This is the way I ended up here. I'll just tell you a nice Ha'ara that I heard this week from my father's Rav, Rav Yosef Ernst. So the pasuk says in Parshas Bahaloischa. So in Parshas Bahaloischa, when the Yidden are going into Eretz Yisrael, so they initially, this is before the Chet of the Meraglim, so they thought they were going to go right in and everything was going to be great. So Moshe goes to Shver Chayvav, Chayseh Moshe, Moshe Shver, right? And he tells him, Noisem Anachtum Al Amokim HaShomer Hashem, let's go, Mefut. And how long is it going to take? 3 days. In 3 days we're going to be in Eretz Yisrael. It was supposed to be perfect. What ends up happening? The Mesoinim, one thing leads to another, ends up being 40 years. But this is at the time when the Yidden think that they're going right into Eretz Yisrael. Yisroi says, I don't want to go, Moshe. I appreciate the offer. Thank you very much. But thanks, but no thanks. I want to go to my own land. He says, no. I don't want you to leave us. You know about the time that we've spent in the Midbar. And you will be for us to Einoyim. So what does the pasuk mean? Moshe tells Yisroi, I hear it's not something that you really want to do. You'd rather go back home. Got it. But at the same time, do me a favor. Please, don't leave us here. Why? Because you know about the life and times of the Jews in the Midbar. What does that mean? So he said, half of a fellow. He said that Moshe Rabbeinu had already seen rumblings. He knew that despite the fact that Hashem had just performed unbelievable miracles and take the Yidden out of Mitzrayim, but at the same time, there was a little part of the Yidden that wanted to go back to Mitzrayim. As a matter of fact, every time they hit a little bit of an obstacle, every time the Yidden stubbed their toe, so you have again with the Mesoinim and the Slav and the, they keep on going back, Nite Musenu, the Erev Rav, we want to go back. They didn't fully appreciate what it was they had. And the truth is, if you think about it, it's not such a chiddush, because on some level you could always rationalize and say avdu b'efkeir nichalei. There is such an idea of avdu b'efkeir nichalei, and to a degree there was a certain level of efkeiris that the Yidden had. Now they're in the Midbar, they would just mekabel the Torah, kedusha, it's great, but at the same time, avdu b'efkeir nichalei. So Moshe Rabbeinu tells Yisroi, he says, Yisroi, I need you. You know why I need you? Because you've been there, done that. You've seen the world. You've seen all the taivas of Olam Hazeh, and you gave it all up to come and be part of Klal Yisrael, because you recognize that this is the emes, this is the truth. And what may seem as something that people want is really a mistake, because at the end of the day, there's nothing greater than being part of Klal Yisrael. There's nothing greater than being an Eved Hashem and doing Torah mitzvahs. So he tells him, Al no tazay v'yisanu, don't leave us. Ki al ken yodato, you know. You were once one of the three advisors to Para. You sat together with Bilam. You've been there, done that. You've seen it all. And you gave it all up. So please, al yodato chanoyseinu v'amidbar, you know what it's going to be like in the Midbar. I want you to be someone that people could look at, people could look up to, that me, Moshe Rabbeinu, as the leader of this nation, can point to you, my Shver, and say, look at my Shver. My Shver had everything, and trust me, he gave it all up for this. You know why? Because this is better than everything else. So sometimes you need somebody like that to be the muster, right? To be the person, the dmus, of someone who gave it all up. And that's the emphasis over here, but either way, that's this Gemara, that Bilam sees Yisrael is like, what are you doing here? Either way, Zok the Gemara, Vayisa Mishale, Vayomer, Oi, Mi Yichye, Mi Sumaykel. What does that mean? Says the Gemara, Am Rav Shem Ben Lakish, Oi, Misha Mechaye, Atzmoy, B'Shem, Kel. So Rashi has two pshat on what that means. It's also in parentheses. Some don't even have the girsa. Oisa Atzmoy, Eloika, Kamoy, Paroy, V'Chir. He's talking about people that make themselves into a Eloika, Paroy, Chira. How was it ever possible for a person to think that he was God? Right? It doesn't make any sense. So Ayin Ramban al Teira, the Seres Hadibris, and the Pasuk Yielcha Lihim Achir Malpane. The Ein Kama Koyim. Amr Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan said a different shot. Oyla Lo Uma Shah Ti Matzei B'Shasha Kadosh Baruch Hu Ois Apinu Lamanu. Woe is to the nation that Hashem is going to find chepping Klal Yisrael when He comes to redeem Klal Yisrael. So when the ultimate redemption is going to happen and Hashem is going to want to save the Jews, whoever at that time is giving the Yidden a hard time, Oy la la uma, let him beware. Mi matul ksusoy, and he explained it with a mashal. It's like somebody taking a baguette and putting it between a lovey and a lovia. That's a male and a female lion. B'shoshen is gokin zem zeh. Just like that would be very dangerous, so too it's very dangerous to get in between Hashem and Klal Yisrael when it comes time for the redemption. B'tzim Biyad Kitav. So this is in the fourth set of brachas that Bilam said, which if you look at the psukim, they're really nevuas about achus hayomim. So Bitsim, ships are going to come out of Kitim. Kitim is a land. Amarav, which land is Kitim? Libun Asper. The Inu Asher, the Inu Aver, Ad Asher Kotli Mikdal. Again, this is referring to something that's going to happen in the future that I think Chazal said is referring to the Romans. But either way, the Inu, they're going to afflict Asher, the Inu, and they're going to afflict Aver, again, two lands, Ad Asher, Kotli, Mikta, up until Asher, they're going to kill me, Kam Ve'elich, Meshavdi, Shabudi, they're not going to kill, but they're going to be Meshavet. Hini, Ha'elich, La'ami, L'cho, Yotza, Asher, Yasa, Ha'om, Azeh, La'amcha. Let me give you an Eitza. So this is after he sees that he can't be Makal, because as much as he's trying to be Makal, the Malach, or there's something physical, something's not allowing him to do what he wants to do. So he says, okay, I have plan B. What's plan B? I'm going to give you an Eitza. Now, what does he say? I'll give you an Eitza of what this nation is going to do to your nation. As if to say what Klal Yisrael is going to do to Moyav. Is what you're supposed to be in the verse. Rashi says in the second pshat, the Torah didn't want to say it as if something bad is going to happen to the Yidden, so it says it as if the Yidden are going to do something to Moyav. But of course, the Eitza is an Eitza for Moyav to do something to the Yidden. Says the Gemara. What was Bilam's Eitza? And the Gemara is going to tell it to us in somewhat detail. Omar Lahem. So Bilam turns to Moyav and he says, Elikeim shel elu, soyne zimahu. The God of the Jews, he hates nus. Vehei mesavon klei pishtan. I happen to know, I have inside information, that the Jews, they want new clothing. Marsha says they didn't have any clothing with them in the Midbar. The clothing used to miraculously grow with them. But they want the new clothing. So he says, boi v'ashiyach Eitza. I'm going to give you an idea. Asei lehem kloyim. What you should do is you should set up tents. V'hoishe ben zoynes. And you should put zoynes inside the tents. Zekeina mibachot, it's an older zayna outside, the yadu mibachnim, and a younger one inside. V'yimarklam klei pishton. And they are going to be selling klei pishton. Asol him kloy, mehar shelu, yad beisi shumas. He sets up this huge line of tents. V'yishe ben zaynoi, zekeina mibachot, v'yadu mibachnim. He followed the instructions to the T. V'shashi yisrael eichem v'shayisim v'smeichim. When they were eating and drinking and they were all happy, v'yoytzim l'tayi b'shuk, they went out for a spatzir. I meris le'askeina, this older one would come say, and this is happening at every tent. Iyata mevakish pliktish, would you like to buy a new suit? Zekeina meris le'bishava, he says, I have a suit. What are you charging? Retail. The Yalda, you know, then the Yalda would poke her head out of the tent and she would say, no, but Pachas, come inside. I can sell it to you for cheaper. Shnayim v'sholesh pam. This was like a real shuk. Two or three times, they became hamish. The achakachim merisla. You know, haret given bias. You already came here a few times. You're a good customer. Shave. Why don't you sit down? Make yourself comfortable. Not just that, bro. Right, these are the fabrics. Pick one out. Why don't you make yourself a nice custom suit? V'tzartzure shel yayin amoyni munachetzla. And then he would give her, she would give him wine. Yayin shalamoini, says the Gemara, parenthetically, vadayin loy neser yayin shalnachr. At that time, yayin shalnachr and stam yenon had not been asa. So you know what they did? Amroloy ritzayin chashishik hoishal yayin. He drank. Even sheshasa, barboy. The Eitzahara began to rage like a fire. Amroloy, he told the Hashmili, would you please do an aveira with me? Haitzia yuras b'techeka. She took out her pocket. Avoid the Zara. Amr Eloi, she said, avoid the Zara. You want me to do an Aver with you? I'm masking, but first you're going to have to worship this Avodah Zarah. He says, I'm a Yehuda, I'm a Yid. I can't do Avodah Zarah. What do you care? Do you know what Avodah Zarah is? It's called Pa'ar. And you know you worship Pa'ar? In a disgusting way. He didn't know, again, parenthetically, that was the way you worshipped it. And by being Pa'ar to Pa'ar, despite the fact that it's a Derech B'Zayin, that's really the Avodah Zarah. Not just that, she would tell him, "Any manachtucha shetichper b'teres Moshe rapcha shenema hema bo bal par v'inazru laboishes v'yishikutzim kohavam." Either way, this was the Eitzah. This was the patent of Bilam. So Bilam says, "Listen, I don't have a plan A. It's not working, anyways. But I do have plan B, and plan B is elikayim shel elu soinazimaye." And they, one thing led to another. It started with a glass of wine, znus, Baal Pa'ar, until finally they were literally Kaifer and Teres Moshe. Unbelievable. Incidentally, it sounds like, from when you read the Psukim, what was the end game? What was Bilam trying to accomplish? Baal Pa'ar. That's really what it sounds like. But for the Gemara, it's mashma not the way. The Gemara says, Elikeim shel elu say nezimohi, that the end game was Diznos. That was really what Bilam was after. But regardless, that is the Gemara. So I'll just tell you one Ha'ara. The Gemara goes out of its way to say that Vadayin loy neser yayin shal nachrim. That at that time yayin nesech or stam yenon was an asa. Why is the Gemara saying that? Because the Gemara is trying to bring out. And I saw Reb Chaim Shmulevitz in the Sicha says this. The Gemara is trying to bring out the importance of the gzeira of stam yenon. Because you see, had they had that gzeira, had that takana been in place, it could be this whole story would have been prevented. But adayin lo yineser yayin shal nachrim, and that's how a glass of wine led to znus, led to baal pa'ar, and led to the ultimate kfira. That's how the whole thing, which of course led to the magefa. That's how it all played itself out. But the point of the Gemara is to say that had yayin nesach been asr at that time, maybe this would have been prevented. You know, it's interesting that pas akum is asr, shemen akum is asr, cholov akum is asr, cholov stam. No, but either way, so all these things are aser, right? So we're going to learn the sugyas in the not too distant future when we learn Masechtas Avodah Zarah. But stam yenon is more chomer than all these other things. Stam yenon is aser b'achila, as b'shtia, and it's aser b'hanah as well. So pas akum is not aser b'hanah, but stam yenom yayin shal akum, that is aser b'hanah. Tosfos in Masechtas Shabbos daf yud zayin amud beis. In the sugi of the Yud Ches Varm asks, V'im Toymar, he says, I don't understand. Why were the Chachamim more machmer when it came to Stam Yenom than they were when it came to Stam Shemen and Stam Pas? Rabbi Yaakov Emdin, in his Agoyis Yaivet, speaks out on that Tosis right there. Take a look at this Gemara right here, and you're going to know. Because look at the precedence. Look at what came from Stam Yenom. And because of the terrible Churban that came from Stam Yenom, and it's something that can certainly happen again, because there's a big difference between sitting with an Eni Yehudi in an inappropriate setting and having a bagel with him, versus drinking a glass of wine. And that's the whole emphasis of the Gemara. Because Stam Yenon could have saved this. So of course it's more chomer. And being that it's more chomer, it's for that reason that we find in Halacha that it's actually asur b'hanah. But I'm going to tell you something very interesting, related to a pasuk that we spoke about earlier in the week, or I guess it was last week, I don't remember anymore. But either way, Parshas Kitzeitz, Lo Yovei Amoini Me'avi B'Kal Hashem. Right, this is this week's Parsha. Lo Yovei Amoini, right, spoke about it Sunday. Lo Yovei Amoini Me'avi B'Kal Hashem. Gam Doir Asiri Lo Yovei Lehem B'Kal Hashem. Ad Oilam. So Amnon Moav, who of course came from the Zivug of Loit and his two daughters. First daughter named her son Moav. The second daughter named her son Amnon. Says the Torah, despite the fact that we're kraven, g'doylo legimo, shemerachekes as akraven, lo yavoy amoyne meyavi b'shakal Hashem. And the pasuk gives a reason. But not just one reason. The pasuk really gives two reasons. Al dvar ha'shalai kidmu eschem alechem uvamayim, but derech b'tzeisim in Mitzrayim. Number one, when the Yidden were leaving Mitzrayim, they had an opportunity to come and offer the Yidden something hot to drink, give them a meal, and they didn't do it. Al dvar ha'shalai kidmu eschem alechem uvamayim, but derech b'tzeisim in Mitzrayim. V'asher sochar alecho es bilo ben ba'or, mipsoir amram narayim makal alecho. And additionally, they also hired, they commissioned, the topic of today's daf, bilo ben ba'or, by the way, the Ramban says, what do you need two reasons for? So he says a chiddush. He says that he believes that the first reason is coming to explain why lo yavoi amoini b'kal Hashem, and the second reason is coming to explain why lo yavoi mayavi b'kal Hashem. Says the Ramban that even though the pasuk says al dvar asher lo kidmu eschem, it was only Amoin that was like Kidmu Eschem. But really, Moyov was Kidmu Eschem. So, Loyovoi Amoini, Al Varsh, like Kidmu Eschem, Alechem Uvamayim. And Loyovoi Moyavi, that's because Vasha Socher Alechos, Bilam Ben Poem, Psar Am Narayim, Lekalech. The obvious kasha is, Amoini Veloy Amoinis, Moyavi Veloy Moyavis, is all based on the fact that it's only the derech of anoshim mekadim. It's not the derech of noshim mekadim. That's the sugi in yavamas, I involve in the base. So that's a kasha. But the bottom line is, that's what the Ramban says. That the first reason is for amoin. The second reason is for moit. And says the Ramban that he believes that what amoin did was worse than what moyov did. When amoin was like kidmu eschem lechem v'mayim, that was a bigger avera than Balak melech moyov going and hiring Bilam. And Ramban doesn't really explain himself, but if you look into Ramban, it's mashma a little bit, because the truth is Hashem had already said, Al Totzer es Moyev, Al Totzer es Ami, the Yidim weren't going to touch Amin or Moyev. At that point, really, they had nothing to be afraid of. So why did Amin feel like Kid Moes of Lachav Amayim? The Yidin shouldn't have really been viewed as a threat to him. Whereas Balak, at that point, when he hired Bilam, was legitimately afraid of the Yidden, so maybe he had a right in self-defense to hire Bilam. You know, it's not clear in the Ramban, but that's what the Ramban says. And the Ramban says, that's why Amun is mentioned before Moyav. What's the Ramban coming to answer? He's coming to answer with Yaakov Emden, it's Kasha. Whenever you have Amun and Moyav in the Torah, it's always Layovei Amuni and Moyavi. It's always first Amun and then it's Moyav. Shteltzach the Fraga, who was older, Moyav or Amun? The Bechira named her son Moyav. It was the Tzeira that named her son Amun. It's Pesukim in this week's parasha. So if Moyav is older than Amun, then why is it always Layovei Amuni and Moyavi? It should be Layovei Moyavi V'Amuni. The Ramban is bothered with that Kasha, and the Ramban is answering the Kasha. He says, because there's two reasons. One reason was worse than the other. One Avera was more chomer, Al-Dvar Shalikidmu. Either way, I ain't Shom Ramban. But I'm going to tell you something interesting. I saw Gavaldig Akasha. The Pasuk says, Al-Dvar Shalikidmu Eschem Alechem V'mayim. It sounds like that had Amon or Amon and Mayav come and offered the Yidin Lechem, the Yidin would have eaten it. I pass Akum. Pas Akum is also. So you're going to tell me this Gemara that we just learned. I didn't see it here, by the way. But you're going to shtel to this Gemara. V'adayin loy nesa yayin shal nachr. Right? Great sushtel. At that time, adayin loy nesa lechem shal mayim. But here's the lechem shal nachr. But here's the punchline. The punchline is, we know the Taz. The Taz says that whenever there's something mentioned before us in the Torah, that's mutter, the Rabbanah don't have a right to go ahead and aser. For example, the Taz asks the Kasha that why is Mila Doich Shabbos? Why don't we say Gzeres Shema Yavi Renu Dalan Amos Bishul Sarabim? What are you going to carry? You carry the baby. You carry these emels. Rabbi Eliezer of Perek Rabbi Eliezer, the Mila fame, of course, holds that that's okay. Machshire Mila, Machshire Mitzvahs on Doich Shabbos. But we don't pass against Rabbi Eliezer. It's a freak the Ran Agavaldi Gekasha. That why don't we say Gzeres Shema Yavi Renu Dalan Amos Bishul Sarabim? Says the Ran the Taz, or I mean, says the Taz. Sorry, the Ran doesn't shout to the Taz. Says the Taz, it's Pashit, because once something is Mefurish in the Torah, Ubiyei Mashmini, Afilu B'Shabes, Rabbanon don't have a right to answer. You can't answer something that's Mefurish in the Torah. So if it says Mefurish in the Torah, Advarash Leikid Mu'eschem Lechem V'mayim, which means that Lechem of Amoin is Mutter, had it Rabbanon have a right later to go and to answer. It's just a little bit of food for thought, but either way, Zokti Gemara Vayter. The Pasuk says, Vayeshev Yisrael B'Shitim. So the Yidden were in Shitim. So this is the backdrop for what's about to happen. Which of course culminates with Balpa. Rabbi Lezer says Shitim Shma. The place was called Shitim. Rabbi Yeshua says no. Shenetz Asku B'Divrei Shtus. They were busy with Shtus. These Moavios, they came to the Yidden, they were Arumois. Rabbi Shua Omer, the Vatikren is Milosh and Keri. Shenasu Kulam, Bale Kurian. So then I saw the Chassam Sofer says something very sharp. He says, Vayeshev Yisro Bashitin, Vayochel Ha'om, Liznois Albanois Moyav. So he says, Yisro is always the Chashuvim. Ha'om is always the Pchusim. Vayeshev Yisro Bashitin, he says, when the Chashuvim and Klai Yisro are busy with Shtusim, then the Pchusim, they get involved with Snus, they get involved with Arayas. But I saw in the Oiris Chassam Sofer on the bottom, the Magia says that this is consistent. He has a whole bunch of Marim Mekoymus, where the Chassam Sofer said the same Yisoid, where the Chassam Sofer many places writes that the Einei Ha'eda, really the leaders, the Chshuvim within the nation, they're the ones that drive the ship. And really, depending on where they are, that very often will determine where the rest of us are going to be. Now, Now, obviously, the Am, they're going to be Nechayz Darga. But Vayeshev Yisrael, even Beshitim, Shtosim, Hayochel Al Nisnais, the rest of the nation, they're going to end up being much worse. They're going to be busy with Arayis. My Loshin, Refidim, Rabbi Yezah, Imer Refidim, Shema. So you mentioned why Shittim is called Shittim. So we talk about why Refidim is called Refidim. Rabbi Shua said, Sharipu Atzma Midivrei Torah. So again, you always have machlekes in between Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua. According to Rabbi Eliezer, it was called Refidim. Shittim was Shittim, Refidim was Refidim. I'm not sure what you want. Rabbi Shua says, no, Midav Machin Droshes. Vayeshev Yisrael B'Shittim Miloshin Shtusim. And the Yidden were in Refidim, Miloshin Sharipu Atzma Midivrei Torah, Shenema Lehifnu Avay Salbanim, Merifin Yadayim. If anyone's ever heard of Shmuz in Yeshiva, he probably has heard this Gemara. I'm Rabbi Yechanon. Kol Makoim Shenema Vayeshev. Whatever it says Vayeshev, Ene Yelo Loshin Tzar. So we know Kol Makoim Shenema Vayehi, Ene Yelo Loshin Tzar. Ayibi Meach HaShverosh. Kol Makoim Shenema Vayeshev. Not everyone knows that. This is the rest of the story. That's also a Loshin of Tzar. Shenemar, this pasuk. Vayeshev Yisro Bashitim. What happened afterwards? He says, because Vayeshev has to be read as follows. Vay, Shav. Vav Yud is Vay. Woe, Shav. So it suggests that something bad is going to happen. He says, that's why Vayehi is a Lashon Tzar. Vay, Vav Yud, He. That something bad is going to happen. Vahoya, we know, is a Lashon Simcha. Because there you don't have the drasha of Vay. He. So Vayehi is always a Lashon Tzar because the Torah could have used the word Vayehi or Vahoya. Vayehi has Vay in it. That's the emphasis. That's how you know it's a Lashon Tzar. In that same vein, says the Torah's Chaim, Vayeshev also. But then he says that, what's the tiefkeit of Vayeshev is always a Lashon Tzar? He says, the Yid is not supposed to be too comfortable. And every time the Yid didn't get too comfortable, Vayeshev Yisrael B'shitim, something happens. Either way, Vas Malchei Midyan Harogu Al Chalaleyem, that is Bilam Ben Ba'ar Hargu B'charev. So Bilam Ben Ba'ar ends up getting killed. Says the Gemara, when was he killed? In the war against the Midyan. Right? That's when he gets killed. Pinchas, his chevra kill him. Bilam, my boy Hassan, what was Bilam doing by Midyan? Rabbi Yechanan, you know what he was doing? He was coming to get paid. Shahalach lito schar esim arba elef, shepi mil Yisrael. Bilam, at the end of the day, when all is said is done, ends up doing a fantastic job in the sense of executing on what he was hired to do. So he was really supposed to curse. The clothes didn't work out. They ended up being brachas. Although years later, there would be nepach to clothes again. But he ends up causing this terrible magefa. 24,000 yidden end up dying. So he tells Midyan, I want to get paid. He was sitting on invoices. This was collections. Amar Mazucha Bar Tuvia, Amar Rav, Haidu Damar Inshi. This is what people mean when they say, Gam lo azalim vayi karne. The camel went to get horns. Camel doesn't have horns. But he wanted horns, and Udne Dahabalik says, not only did he get horns, but he even lost his ears. Meaning, Bilam was trying to get paid. He wanted more. At Gvolt Nach. And what ended up happening? He ended up dying. That's Bilam ben Pa'or HaKoysim. The pasuk refers to Bilam, this is in Sefer Yeshua, Perek Yud Gimel, as a Koysim. Koysim, that's Bilig. He was a sorcerer, Navihu. He was a prophet. I'm Rabbi Yechanan B'tchila Navi. First he was a Navi. Save Koisim, and then he became a Koysim. I'm Rabbi Papa, hand on Israel people, even when they say, Mi Signe V'Shilte Havoy. This woman, she was once the wife of a king, and Aizi Lagavi Nagri, and then she was Mezana with people that have lowly jobs. Harug b'nei Yisro b'cherev eschaloleim. Omar Rav, Shekaimu boy, Arba Misois, they gave Bilam all Arba Misois, Skila, Sreifa, Herig v'chanek. Zok the Gemara. Amalehu mina l'Rab Chanina. There was a minu once told Rab Chanina. Mishmir lach Bilam bar Kama. Do you know how old Bilam was when he was killed? Amalei said, listen, michtav l'ksiv. It doesn't say it anywhere in the Torah. But alamid l'ksiv. It says anchi damimu mirma layechzu demayim. That if people have damimu mirma, damim means they kill. Umirma means they're deceitful. And what does the pasuk say? Layechzu demayim. They're not going to live up to half of how long a person's supposed to live. And Yemeshan, I say to Bem Shivim Shana. So what's half of 70? 35. That means I know for sure he lived less than 35 years old. So he says, I would say, oh, very good. Rashi's Kasha. Bar Talsan Ruklash Nin, or Bar Talsan Arba. So Rashi says, Rab Chanina Lesley, the Rabsi Moid. I'm a little Shloisha Hoyabai. He says, it's your Kasha. Right, if he was one of Pari's advisors, So you have to say there's a machlokes amira. Either way, Amalei, so he told him, Shapirka Amrit, by the way, what you're saying is right. It's different Nevius. Because the Chazli Pinkasei de Bilam, I found a history book about Bilam, Vaviksiv Bey, and it says over there, Bartausen Utlashnin Bilam Chagigar, Bilam, who was a Chigar, was 33 years old, Kat Kotl Yossi Pinchas Lista. When Pinchas, that book referred to him as a listy. But either way, when Pinchas killed Bilam, Bilam at the time was 33 years old. Zok to Gemara, very important Gemara. Amalei Mar Brei de Ravina Lebre. Mar Brei de Ravina told his son, Bekulu Le Tafesh Lemidrash. You know, when you go through the three Malachim, and even the four Hidyoitis that we're going to go through now, She'im Lam Chevik Le'lam Abba, you have to be careful. Like, don't overdo it in terms of that virus that they did, because you have to be careful. We're talking about people that we don't understand, like Rav Ashi when he had the dream with Menashe. And by the way, Kal V'chaymer, Ben Menashel Kal V'chaymer, when we talk about people who are mentioned in Tanakh as having done averas, but Chazal say Kal Oimer Chata Ene Alatayah. We certainly have to be careful when it comes to that. Lebar, but he told them there's one exception. Bilam HaRasha. The Kama de Mishkachas Bei Derosh Bei. As much as you want to pile on Bilam, pile on. Either way, that concludes the Bilam portion of the daf. Now we now turn our attention from Bilam to Doyeg HaAdoimit. So who is Doyeg HaAdoimit? So we actually spoke a lot about Doyeg, or a little bit about Doyeg. Doyeg is the one who's mentioned as instigating the massacre of Noiv Irak Yehanim. But just a little bit of a backdrop. We'll do this very, very briefly. So Doyeg comes up really for the first time by Noiv Irak Yehanim. So what was the story of Noiv Irak Yehanim? David HaMelech is running away from Shaul. Shaul wants to kill him. But David didn't have any food with him. In fact, the Gemara says that had Yehoinasin ben Shaul given David a little bit of food, shtei kikros lechem, two sandwiches, the whole Noiv Irak Yehanim potentially could have been prevented. So David HaMelech is running away from Shaul. He comes to Noiv. At the time, the Mishkan was in Noiv. The Mishkan was in three places. It was in Shiloh, it was in Noiv, and it was Givin during all the years that there was a Mishkan before Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash. So at that time, he runs into Noiv and he sees Achimelech, he's the Kohen Gadol. And David HaMelech doesn't want Achimelech to know that he's running away from Shaul. So he tells him that he's really on a covert mission, and that's why he doesn't have people with him, and that's why he doesn't have any food. And he had to run really, really fast. He doesn't even have any weapons with him. Could you give me something to eat? He gives him food. Do you have a sword? He says, the only sword I have is the sword that you yourself used to kill Goliath. He says, give me the sword. Achimelech gives him the sword. Doyeg HaAdoimi, says the pasuk, was there at the time. And Doyeg was a big knacker in Shaul's government. He sees what happened, and he quickly goes, and he runs, and he tells Shaul, I want you to know that Achimelech, the Kohen Gadol of Noiv, is conspiring together with David HaMelech to get you. Shaul calls Achimelech. He calls the 85 Kohanim that was serving at the time in the Mishkan. And he says, I want them all to be killed. He turns to Avner, kill him. Avner says, I'm not going to kill him. Finally, the only person who's willing to kill him was Doyeg himself. And Doyeg goes and Doyeg kills Achimelech. He kills the 85 Kohanim. And now he kills the whole city of Noiv. When you say Noiv Irak Yehanim, you have to appreciate this isn't a shtetl somewhere in Europe that Grada had a disproportionate amount of Kehanim. This is where the Mishkan was. This was the Yerushalayim at the time. And he wiped out the entire land. Everybody, Noshem, Anoshem, Ataf, everybody was killed. And it all came about because of Doyeg. Now, when the Pasuk introduces Doyeg, he really doesn't get that much of a shout out. He doesn't get that much of an introduction. The Pasuk says that at that time, when David came, so there was a person there whose name was Doyeg, and he was Abir Haroyim. That's who he was. He was Abir Haroyim. What does Abir Haroyim mean? It's a Pashim Shad, Abir Haroyim, look at the Targum, means he was the head of all the Royim, all the pastichs, all the shepherds. He was in charge of all the shepherds. Rashi says he was an Av Bezdin. He was a tremendous Talmud Chacham. We learned the Gemara's now that talk about the level of Torah that Doyeg HaAdoimi had. It was half of a fellow, like Menashe Yeravim. His level of Torah was unbelievable. Stating that, he was the one who instigated Noiv Irak Yehanim, and that's why he has no chelik in Olam Haba. What's interesting is that Doyeg HaAdoimi comes up a lot in Torah Shebaal Peh. I'll just give you two other examples. One is, of course, in Masechtas Yevamos, Ayin Vav Ayin Zayin. When Shaul HaMelech starts inquiring about David, and he wants to know if he's Mizera HaMaluch, is he someone that would be worthy of possibly being king? So what does Doyeg tell him? Until you look into his yichus to see whether he's fit to be king, why don't you find out if he's even mutal lovi b'kal Hashem? He says, what do you mean? He says, because his altabab is rusa mayavir, and lo yovay amayna miyavi b'kal Hashem. And eventually, amayna v'lay amaynas miyavi v'lay miyavis. But who is the instigator over there? The instigator was none other than Doyeg HaAdoimi. Another Gemara, Zvachim Nundalit Amid Beis.
Gemara over there says that David HaMelech was obsessed trying to figure out where HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted the Beis HaMikdash to be built. Right? It never says anywhere in the Torah where the Beis HaMikdash is supposed to be built. It says, "B'mokem Hashem Yifcha Hashem Elokecha L'shaken Shmoy Sham." It's very mysterious why it doesn't say that. But the bottom line is it doesn't say it. And David HaMelech, it's a Gemara tucked away in Perek Yezeo Mekoymen, deep into the trenches of Kachim. But there's a Gemara, a little bit of Agadita, where the Gemara talks about how David HaMelech is trying to figure out the right place. And then finally he figured it out, says the Gemara. And because, and when he figured it out, Al-Dovar Zen Niskana Doyog Adoymi B'David. Doyog was jealous. David HaMelech figured out where the Mokam HaMikdash is supposed to be, Haram Iria. He was jealous. Al-Dovar Zen Niskana Doyog Adoymi B'David. Dichsiv, as the Pasuk says, Ki kinas beischo acholosni v'cherpas cherfecho Naflu aloy im avoy bayo beisi im etin shnas leenai laf apay tenuma ad emtsa mokim Hashem. So David HaMelech figures it out. Ad emtsa mokim Hashem. He finally figured out where this is supposed to be. But Doyog Adoymi was jealous, and that was a big trigger in terms of him eventually wanting to take David HaMelech down. Just tell you one final interesting thing. There's a whole parak in Tehillim that David HaMelech dedicated to Doyog Adoymi. It's Kapitel Nun Beis. Lamnatzeach maske le David bevoy Doyog Adoymi vayagi l'shov vayoymer loy boy David al Beis HaMelech. So it's talking about Beis HaMelech. It's talking about the story of Noivir HaKoyanim. But the bottom line is, so Doyog Adoymi was involved in Ritzicha. Nothing to talk about. He's the one who killed Noivir HaKoyanim. He was involved in Lashon Hara. He went. He was Malshim. He was Moitzi Shemra. He told Shaul that Achimelech is conspiring together with David HaMelech. You see the mid of Kina. Al-Dovah Zen Eskana Doyeg, because David HaMelech was able to find that Emtsa Mokim Hashem. Either way, Doyeg Adoymi is mentioned as one of the forehead Yoitos She'en Ram Chelek L'Ol Mabas. We'll have a little bit of Divrei Agada regarding Doyeg. Go through these Gemaras quickly and we'll pick it up tomorrow. Ksiv Doyeg. So in one place in Achi is pronounced Doyeg. V'ksiv Doyeg. So Dalid Aleph Gimel. Talid Vav Yud Gimel. Amar Rabbi Yechanan Betchil Yeshu Kadosh Baruch Hu Doyeg. In the beginning, Kadosh Baruch Hu was sitting there. He was worried about Doyeg. Shema Yotzeh Zeh L'Tar B'Sra. He knew Doyeg was so great in learning, but he was afraid. Maybe he's going to be Yotzeh L'Tar B'Sra. L'Acha She Yotzeh. When he was finally Yotzeh, Amar he said Vay She Yotzeh. Vav Yud is always Vay. That's the Teres Chaim we just spoke at. Simin Giba V'Rosh V'Tzadik Chayol V'Soif. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Maidik Sibat Tzal B'Ra Giba Chesed El Kol Ayoyim. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu Doyeg. Hashem tells Doyeg. Loi Giba V'Toyra Ata. Aren't you so great at learning? How do you come to these things? Matasal Bara. Why chesed kel noti olecha kol hayom? Aren't you enwrapped with the chesed of Hashem? Rashi says, v'toiras chesed al l'shoina, also a reference to the great levels of Torah. Bamre, Yitzchak, ma'idich sivu l'rasha amalekim, malucha l'sapar chuki. Amalek HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'dayigah rasha, malucha l'sapar chuki. He says, I don't understand. How do you learn Torah? Kishata magila parashas meratzchem. When you come to the parasha of Ritzicha, u parashas mesapri l'shon hara, ma'at d'irish bem. How do you give shir then? Vatisa brisi alei ficha. Amar bami ein terasa shal doyik elam misaf v'lachutz. Doyik was a Talmud Chacham, but he never internalized it. It was always superficial. It was misafa from his lips v'lachutz, outwards. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, ma'i dechsev yiru tzadikim v'yiro, v'olav Yitzchak, b'tchili yiro. In the beginning, people were afraid of Doyeg. He was very powerful. He was Avir Haroyim. But then eventually, he ends up dying young. And because he died young, everybody left. Doyeg should die. Amalei Chayim Bala Vayikienu. He has too much Torah. I can't take him away because of his Torah. Now Vayikienu. When he forgets his Torah, then we'll kill him. Amalei Fana Bevitna Yerushenu Kel. Please cause Doyeg to forget his learning already, so he could die already. Interesting Gemara. David wants Doyeg to die. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak. On that same vein, Ma'idich Siv Gam Kel Yitotzchol Onetz. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu LeDavid Nesi Doyeg Lamad Asi. Hashem tells David, I want Doyeg to come to Elam Abba. I'm on the fun of Gam Kel Yitotzchol Netzach, meaning he shouldn't. No, I disagree. David doesn't want Doyeg to go to Elam Abba. Ma'idich Siv Yachtucha V'Yisrachachu Me'oil V'Sher Shecha Me'eretz Chaim Sela. I'm on Kadosh Baruch Hu. So Hashem tells David, I hear, you don't want me to take Doyeg into Elam Abba. But Lemu Shmaita Be'im Midrash HaMishmer. Let at least his Torah, he had so much Torah, people should be saying over Torah in his name. Amal Lefan of No, Yachtecha, V'Yisachacha Me'oil. He should be forgotten from the oil. Oli Shal Torah. Lehaveler B'nin Rabbanim. Okay, he should be forgotten. But let him have a Hemshech, let him have children that are Tamidei Chachamim. So he said, no, V'Sheireshcha, Me'eretz Chayim Selo, Yeshroshim, you should be uprooted completely, even your children have. Amal Rabbi Yisrael, Ma'idich Siv, Ayei Soifer, Ayei Soikel, Ayei Soifer, Es HaMigdol.
This is referring to Doeg. It's a pasuk in Yeshaya, but it's referring to Doeg. What happened to the Sofer? What happened to the Shoikel? What happened to the one that used to count Migdalim, towers? Aye, Sofer Kol Yeshiv Teira. He used to count the Yeshiv Teira. Aye, Shoikel Shoikel Kol Kalim V'Chamurim Yeshiv Teira. He used to not make Kal V'Chaymers. Kalim V'Chamurim. Kal V'Chaymers. Aye, Sofer Samigdalim. Aye, Sofer Shloish Meis Halachas Pesukos Migdal Perech V'Aver. He used to say 300 halachas regarding a tower that's floating in the ear. Amr Rab Ami Arba Meir Boyu Boyu Dagi Vachik Teufel Boyu Dagi once asked 400 shaylas B'migdal Aparech B'aver regarding a migdal that floats in the ear, and they couldn't answer any one of these shaylas, which, by the way, segues into tomorrow's daf. Rashi says, what's a migdal perech ba'aver? So you look at the top, Rashi, on the left side of the daf. So Rashi has a few different pshatim, tumas, tyrus, what exactly migdal perech ba'aver is. But I saw the mashos as a very nice pshat. In light of that, tomorrow we said in Masech de Zvachim, where David HaMelech found the Mokum HaMikdosh, val dover zen eskana doyek. David was jealous. So he says, maybe that was the migdal ha'perech ba'aver. The migdal is none other than the migdal. It's referring to the Beis HaMikdash. And it was Perech Ba'aver, because no one knew where it was supposed to be. So in that sense, it was Perech Ba'aver. And you see that Doeg wanted it so badly. 300 halachas trying to figure out the Migdal Perech Ba'aver. But who figured it out? David HaMelech figured it out. Val Dover Zeh, Skana Doeg.